Well, hello, my friends. Troy Brewer coming at you strong from the studio above the garage here at Third Stage Ranch. Call you blessed in Jesus' name, guys. Welcome to the podcast. It's going to be me and an interview, which I did, with world-famous fashion designer and prophetic Jesus chick, Nancy Vu. Now, I met Nancy Vu in Florida, out at Honey Lake Ranch. Was out there doing a prophetic conference with a bunch of good friends of mine. Brian Stewart's the NFL football player. He's such a cool dude. And oh my gosh, Paul, and I'm talking about Brother Paul Wilbur, Scott Volk, all those kinds of cats. We're all together. And Nancy Vu was there. She and her good friend Angela Cannon do amazing ministry all over the world. Nancy Vu is the kind of girl that, if you look her up, you'll see that she's done red carpet events all over Hollywood. You'll see. I mean, she's next level fashion design lady. Next level. With that said, she's also the kind of crazy person that God will tell her, hey, you need to go to Bangladesh. And she goes, okay. And just gets on a plane and goes. And then walks the streets and finds people to prophesy to. Yeah, you're really going to enjoy this. She's really something else. And I'd like to introduce you to my good friend, Nancy Vu. Nancy Vu, I call you blessed.
Hi, Troy. So good to be here today.
I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you for coming in. Hey, man, when you get back out in California, would you please set up some kind of studio so that you can start joining me all the time? Can you do that?
I think I can talk to Teresa about that.
Come on, let's do it, man. Let's do that.
That would start be so having much fun. I would really love that, Troy.
I would so love, because what's real is, and I'm going to tell everybody who's a part of all this, hey, listen, you want to follow her, you know, you want to celebrate it. No, the next time she's in Vogue magazine or the next time she's at the Academy Awards or whatever it is, and just go, man, that's the kingdom invading that place. That is the kingdom. And so, man, we're all going to start following your stuff and celebrating everything that God does with you. It's just extraordinary.
Amen. Thank you, Troy.
Oh, you're so welcome. Okay. So, hey, listen, man, we're going to be talking about encounters. We're going to be talking about the presence of the Lord. We're going to be talking about how God invades things. And you know something about that, don't you?
God's been really good. He's been teaching me a lot about it, Troy.
Okay. So one of the things I want this to be, Nancy, is I want this to be a kind of a, hey, let us mentor you thing. Let me walk you through this. If you are sitting in a room with my friends from the prophetic life, and if you are going to walk them through how the presence of the Lord works, or how God can break out, or how you can bring the manifest presence of the Lord, what does that look like for, what does that look like to you, and how does that work? What would you say?
That's a great question, Troy. So for me in my journey with the Lord, I found that in the quiet time with the Lord has been so significant. For me personally, I have a garden, and this is where I go into the innermost courts, like the innermost chambers of the Lord and his heart. Oh. And I get to hear him speak, and I get to know him, and I get to hear his heartbeat. And it's in this time that I have that when the send comes and he says, Nancy, I need you to go here. Nancy, you're going to do this. That I'm so full of him that I'm ready to release. And I'm going to give an example, Troy, of the time that we went to, in 2016, the Lord took us to New York Fashion Week, IMG. And when it's time to go, if you know anything about backstage New York Fashion Week, it's crazy. It's hectic. It's the logistics. I mean, there's no time to almost like process. You just have to respond sometimes with how quick things are happening. And I want to share, like, because before our team goes, we really, really pray. I get a team of intercessors praying for what we're doing, praying for over the venue, the models, everyone that's involved, the guests. Now, at this particular event, Troy, the minute, in fact, I actually want to rewind a little bit. When we were at the hotel before we even went to the venue, which we had never gone to before, my sister Caroline prayed. And when she was done, she said, "Oh my gosh, Nancy, this time we are not showing to a group of fashion insiders. We are showing to God Almighty himself. I saw his presence. I saw the glory that was there. And I saw the angelic standing like on guard, like post." I was so excited. So as we came, my sister ran out. My sister is able to see in the spirit. She runs and she's like, "Oh my gosh, do you see them?" And she's seeing everything. And as we start going into preparation and we're backstage, now once we show, when our music goes on, I can't even begin to tell you what happened. The presence of the Lord just fell down. His presence was so thick. I was backstage releasing the models, speaking life into them, and even just whispering a prayer over them. And when we did the finale walk, when I walked out, Troy, I can't even describe what happened. I literally was walking through a glory cloud. It was so thick, I couldn't even see the people, and I'd never seen this before. Now, when the show finished, I have a friend who is very influential in the industry, a Jewish man, and he, prior to this, he invited me to dinner, and I asked if I could pray for him because he wasn't feeling well. And he lifted up his hand. He said, "No, thank you." So I figured, okay, that's okay. You know, I hope you feel better. Well, this man came to our show. He literally ran backstage looking for us. I'll never forget it. He was fighting the crowd and he was reaching his hand out calling, "Nancy, Nancy." I turned around and he said, "I need to talk to you. I can't describe what just happened out there." And I said, "What is it?" And he said, "I saw the glory of God fall on the runway." And he said, "It is so clear to me that out of all the evil in the world, you have been chosen by God. And so now you are my family. You are my family." And so because God opened his eyes and he allowed this Jewish man to see his glory on the runway, he was so compelled to go find me and to receive me as his family, even though our faith was not the same, but he saw the glory of God. And because of this man, the Lord used him to take our fashions to the Grammys, where we got, you know, we made it to Best Red Carpet Fashions on the Grammys, the AMAs. Wow. I mean, so many things the Lord has done simply because God chose to show up extravagantly and made himself known.
Okay, and that's a big
crazy
part.
It is crazy.
Yeah. And I love it. And we all love that. So extravagance is a big way that you move in the Holy Spirit. Yeah. There's something released from heaven in the form of extravagance with you.
Yeah.
What the heck is that all about? Because I love that. Listen, I love that.
So you know, Troy, there's something like when the Lord invited me to partner with him in fashion, and he took me to a place of envisioning what heaven would look like. And I started imagining, and it's almost like glimpses of through a portal what heaven would look like. I imagined that heaven would be full of extravagance. I mean, the spirit of excellence is all around. And so, you know, actually, that's a great question too, Troy, because a lot of people, I think in the church, we've grown to be very, to train everyone to think, well, gosh, if you're going to be extravagant, that's very materialistic. No, you shouldn't wear that. You know, like that's just too much. And you shouldn't spend money on that. You should really give that all to the poor. Yes, we should do that. But also, I believe that we are sons and daughters of the King.
Yes.
And that is how the kingdom of heaven is in extravagance, in how we operate, but also in our giving. So I'm all for extravagance. I'm all for, you know, excellence. And when someone comes and experiences Dance View, because that's what we're about, we're about the kingdom. I want them to literally experience heaven on earth and what heaven would look like. So it's, yeah, extravagance is so significant, Troy.
It is.
Especially when we point it back to the King. And yes. I think that's a key too, is pointing it back to the King.
Yeah, you know, I it's a religious thing that says, okay, like if just recently we bought a house for a man that his wife had died and his house was in total disarray. He actually fell through the floor, broke his leg.
Wow.
And I mean, you know, anyway, we found out about it, went over and looked at it, and I came to my guys and said, "Guys, I want to buy him a brand new house and I want to move it out there and I want Leanna to fix it up because Leanna's really good at fixing up houses." So good. And so we did, you know, we bought a brand spanking new house, moved it onto his property, filled it up with the very finest of everything. I mean, the best of the best of the best of the best of the best. And we did that, you know, and why would you not do that? That's if you're going to do it in the name of Jesus, then you have to do it the way Jesus would do it. And that's what Jesus would do.
Yes, that's right. And you know, Troy, being here on your ranch, I can't say with more sincerity, the one thing that I have heard, you know, through action, repeatedly over and over again, is that we cannot outgive God, truly. And I just see you and Leanna's life like that. You are constantly giving. I mean, I texted Leanna this morning. I'm like, you are of another kind. You know, like the generosity that you and Troy operate in and the extravagance. I mean, I just want to honor you in this moment, both of you, gosh, for just truly exemplifying what extravagance in giving and generosity looks like in the kingdom. So bless you guys, man.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very, very, very much. No, it's definitely the walk that God has given us, definitely. And we're going to continue to do it. Now that we have all these amazing partners, I don't have to mortgage my house anymore to do it. Yay. It's so awesome. You know, what's so funny is you and I and your assistant, Teresa, who is a rock star, by the way, golly, I just love her so much.
Oh my gosh. Cool. Yes, she is.
And Jerry Ann and Matt Webb and me and Leanna, we all sat at the same table the other night. We had steaks. I smoked steaks, and I cook pretty good steaks, don't I?
Oh, yes, you do. It was the best steak ever.
So you have to smoke them. So that's a Texas thing, is you smoke them, right? In Mesquitewood. And then I got done with all that, and we sat there, and we just talked. I wish the whole world could have been a fly on the wall and heard that conversation that we had just about the extravagance of God's presence in our own lives. And what all he's done for us through the years. And it's just extraordinary. Like, okay, so you are a fashion designer. The way you look right now, you're just such a beautiful, confident woman. And your clothes, I mean, you design the clothes that you're wearing. But here's what's real is they don't know that the Lord has sent you to third world countries, and you walk around with suitcases, not even knowing where you were going to go, not even knowing where you were going to sleep, not knowing anybody. That's you.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. That's right.
And that's also me. That's also Leanna. People, when you see somebody's glory, you don't know their story. And you had to qualify for this. You had to radically believe God. And that's something I'm really trying hard to. Yeah, we've been radical givers. I mean, radical givers. And we continue to be radical givers. So, and you know some of it. And Leanna is crazier than I am. Leanna's nuts. But I can tell you this, that you qualify for something. And I'm trying so hard to mentor people into that radical walk, because the day will come that their dream will come true. The day my dreams have come true, your dreams have come true. That day happens because God is faithful.
So good.
He's faithful. You know, he's not going to, you know, you as a little girl, you dreamed as a little girl of dressing up like a princess and looking beautiful and being a clothes designer and all that. And then the Lord made your dream come true, and you didn't even know you had actually shelved that dream. You had not even. Okay. Well, you know where that's at? That's exactly like whenever John the Baptist, the daddy of John the Baptist, when the angel of the Lord showed up and said, your prayer has been heard, and you're going to have a son. The word your prayer has been heard is actually in the Greek language. It is, of course, it was originally written in Hebrew, then it was translated into Greek, and then it was translated into English. But let me tell you what, it's actually past tense. What it means is this: the angel of the Lord showed up and said, the prayer you no longer pray, the prayer you used to pray, is now going to be answered. That's what he actually said.
Wow.
He hadn't prayed for his son in years and years and years. And he probably had forgotten that whole dream had given up on it.
Good. Yeah. No, Troy, can I even take a moment here to share that moment when realized? Yeah, because, yes, God made my dream come true, but I want to rewind, because when I had the supernatural encounter that called me into the just completely changed the trajectory of my life, my dream in that season, Troy, was to be a stay-home mom. I was leaving the corporate world, and I wanted to be a stay-home mom. So when I said yes to God, to partnering with him in fashion to restoring kingdom identity. I was not thinking fashion design or nothing. I mean, to be honest with you, I completely forgot. And so it wasn't until 3 months later, after I launched our fashions at LA Fashion Week, that the creative director of Brides Magazine reached out to us. And she said, "Oh my gosh, I just stumbled across your, you know, designs. I'm in love. Can you just send me these images in high res? I want to feature you." Like, this is 3 months after we launched. I have no idea what she's going to do. I'm like, sure, I sent it to her. And literally for their spring summer edition, she put us on cover mention and she wrote a beautiful article of us at Love at First Sight. Now, when I saw this, I was so blown away by God's goodness. I literally got up, did a happy dance in my very home. And I was like, yes, God, because the sooner the branding, the sooner the sales, the sooner the funding to do the work that you've asked me to do in building love sanctuaries globally for displaced children, women, and to end human trafficking. And I was like, God, yes. And the Lord came back to me and he said, "Yes, Nancy, this is for my kingdom, but it's also for you." And at this point, I said, "What do you mean it's for me, God? I didn't ask for this. This is not what I wanted. I want to be a stay-home mom where I can cuddle with my four babies. And if only you understood the cost of what this costed me to be able to partner with God, you would understand this is not what I wanted." And the Lord comes back and says, "Nancy, don't you remember?" And I said, "Remember what, God? You know I'm doing this out of obedience to you." And the Lord said, "Don't you remember?" And this was when, Troy, the Lord brought back to remembrance visions of me as a little girl from, I'd say, 8 to 12. I would spend hours and hours in my room sketching gowns and clothing. Wow. Because I wanted to be a fashion designer. But truly, the world had taken over and I had so forgotten about this dream. It wasn't even in my memory. It was so dead. And at that point, I fell down to my knees and I wept. And I said, "What God is this that I serve, that even when I forgot my dreams of youth, that God would remember?" And not only did he remember, but he actually personalized my calling, my destiny, my ministry, my everything to resurrect that dream that I believe he actually infused in me as a little girl as an invitation to partner with him in the very thing that matters to him. So friends, I'm all about dreams, even like as a little child, but even new dreams now. I really believe dreams are invitations from God to partner with him in that very thing.
Wow. Yeah.
So I'm just feeling, Troy, there are some people listening right now that even as I'm sharing this, that God is reawakening some dreams inside of you right now. You know, yep. And if that's you, like, I just invite you right now to just, you know, reach out your hands and you just open your hands and just receive from God, because he's going to reaffirm that dream. He's going to bring that dream to life. He's going to reawaken and even new dreams that are just going to, God's just going to give right now. So friends, I just bless you and just run and dream with God. I mean, you know, I can't say this enough, but life with God, and when you partner with him, it's really fun and it's really adventurous. Doesn't mean there's not a cost, but let me tell you, friends, it can't get any better. Yeah.
Okay. So I totally agree. Guys, listen, receive that right there. Just receive it in Jesus' name. And I totally agree. Yeah. The dreams, mm-hmm. You know, again, we're taught by religion that if you have a dream, then that's a selfish desire. And no, man, the Lord loves your dreams. I mean, he mm-hmm. loves it. You know what? The Bible says that when the captivity of Zion was cast off, we were as those who dream dreams. In other words, when our chains finally came off, when we were no longer slaves, it was a dream to us. And you cannot dream if you're in bondage. You cannot dream if you're a slave. You cannot dream if you're full of anxiety and hopelessness and godlessness. There's no dream in that. There's only selfishness. No, dreaming and wonder is a place where that's the Holy Spirit playground. I love it.
From the very beginning, the Lord has called our tribe to be the hands and the feet of King Jesus to the poor and to the world's most vulnerable. We have been demonstrating the heart of the Lord in at least 53 nations throughout the world by building nearly 100 water wells, schools and homes for orphans, leprosy villages in India, and even now we are feeding more than 3,000 people every single week right here in the United States through our local food banks. Several years ago, we built a massive effort to save boys and girls from the terrors of sexual slavery. You know, the number of redeemed children is now in the thousands, thousands of kids rescued, and those numbers are growing every single day. When you partner with Troy Brewer Ministries, not only are you helping me preach the gospel, but you're actually helping me demonstrate it through selfless acts of redemption and also helping us see a little boy or a little girl saved in every way that a child can be saved. We know we can't do it alone, so we're asking you to prayerfully consider being a part of our tribe. When you call us today or when you go to troybrewer.com and once you partner with us, not only will you receive the blessing of God for this great kingdom effort, but you will also receive free access to our video teaching platform at troybrewer.tv. It's video on demand, point, click, and have your life change. It's all of my school of ministry, all of my school of prophecy, all of my videos called Numbers That Preach, all of my pulpit teaching, and even all of my conferences with guests from all over the planet Earth. This is our free gift to all of our monthly partners, and I encourage you to take advantage of it. Go to troybrewer.com and partner with us today.
Guys, remember, I'm talking to Nancy Vu, and it's V-U-U. Go to nancyvu.com and follow her. And do you have, like, social media and all that? Do you have, like, Facebook or do you have Twitter?
We do. We're on Instagram, Facebook, okay. And yes.
Okay, so is it Nancy Vu Designs or is it, what is it?
So we're on there as Nancy Vu, which is the okay. fashion brand. And then Nancy Vu Official is more of myself. And, you know, I share my ministry and the work we do outside of fashion.
Okay, right on. All right, so I've got a whole bunch of questions here. And so here's one. Let's see here. George Pope, greetings from New Zealand, which, by the way, that's a really big deal that New Zealand is on.
Woohoo, it's so cool, man,
and we have people from all over the world. That's just so crazy cool to me. Okay, can I put these questions on the screen or do they not do that? Okay, so I can't put these on. All right, so it says this. Let's see here. How do you help your children to walk in faith for their dreams before it comes to pass? What would you say to us? What would you say to anybody to help their kids become dreamers and to walk in their dreams before it comes to pass? How would you help people through that, Nancy?
So I would say, what do you have in your hands? Because when I started, and when I started partnering with God in this and starting in fashion, you know, like most brands that launch, they've got tens and 20s, 30s, millions of dollars in the bank to launch a brand. I didn't. I just quit my corporate job, six digits. Okay. I didn't have a savings where someone's like, oh, you know, like start a company. All I had was one encounter with Jesus and he told me what to do. And the other thing I had was a seed and that was his promise. And so, friends, I would encourage you, look into your hands. What has God given you? So if you have a seed, because this is what I really believe, friends, anytime God infuses a dream inside of you, it comes with a promise. So what is that promise? And start writing it, start declaring it. But just like me, even as a little girl, right? The fact that I invested in what was like my heart's desire and started sketching designs, I mean, nobody saw it. The world didn't see it. But that did something. And so as a parent, if your child's dream is to be, let's say, a veterinarian, right? Well, expose your child to it. If their dream is to be, you know, an artist, get them all the colors, pens, and paper so they could start at it. You know, so as a parent, I really believe in not limiting our children, but allowing them to dream freely and creating that environment that will support them and allow them to thrive in that environment.
So good. You know, I'm thinking about, of course, when I was a kid, there was two things I wanted to do. I wanted to play guitar and sing and write songs, and I wanted to write books. And I was always writing songs, always, you know, as a little boy. I won a national songwriting competition that they had through WBAP radio here when I was 12 years old. And the actual, you know, was like, well, what do you win? What you win is you go to Nashville and you get signed as a professional writer. Okay. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even a teenager and I won that. and went and did that. And then after I got married, I literally laid aside all of my music to feed the poor.
Wow.
And laid it all down. And I want to just tell you, I really gave up on that dream because people were in front of me that needed to be fed. I had to figure out how to develop a food bank. So I had to figure out how to do all that. But you know what the Lord did for me, Nancy?
Yeah.
He is literally, number one, okay, let me just tell you, my dream was I want to travel the world. I want to play guitar. I want to sing. I want to be on TV. I want to do this. I want to be on the radio. And here's what's real. I have just through pursuing God, He brought that dream and made that come to pass. I have a television show and I'm playing lead guitar on my television show in the opener and in the closer. I have a radio show that's on four times a day on 72 radio stations. And the song that's at the beginning is me playing lead guitar on it. I have been in 53 nations. I'm on the radio every day. I'm on television every day. I have my own venue. This church is like my own music venue. If I want it to be, I can play anything I want to with some of the greatest musicians in front of thousands of people whenever I want to. And the Lord made that dream come true for me. And I laid it all down and God brought it and God made it come to pass.
You know, Troy, just like we can't outgive God, we can't outdream God. Like when we think, man, you know, like I just achieved my dream. Here comes a bigger dream, you know? So it's really so good.
Yeah, it is really good. Okay. Well, I got a couple more questions for you. And by the way, you're doing great, Nancy. You're doing great.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So let's see here. All right. I'm looking for it here. Is it all the way down at the bottom? Okay. April Parker. April Parker says, I've always used being with my four kids as an excuse not to follow dreams and what God wants me to do. How do you get past that thinking? How do you get past your thinking of, I can't have any dreams, I can't do anything because I have four kids? How do I make that work?
Tammy, that's a great question. So as a mom of four, I can really relate. I will have to say that because my dream in that season really was to be a stay-home mom, and God totally shifted that. So what I would say is that I had to, number one, there was such an urgency with the call. Now, you know, after I put my four babies to sleep at night, there were nights when I was up with the Lord up until like 5 a.m. even. You know, there's nights up to 7 a.m. And I'm not saying that, you know, you don't get to sleep if you partner with Jesus, but it was just a season that the Lord would speak to me and He would give me instructions. But not only that, during the day and in the night seasons, Tammy, I would have these visions of these children in masses in different nations. And they were all in great poverty. And some of them were even held captive. And their eyes were wide-eyed looking at me. And I'm telling you, Tammy, when you have visions like this, you can't stop. There's such an urgency in your heart that no matter what it is, that you feel God's heart saying, now, now, go, go. And you know, as much as I love my four babies and my husband, there was such an urgency. So I had to ask God, God, what does this look like? How am I going to do this? And He taught me how to be really intentional with my time so that the time that I have with my children, you know, I'm really intentional with what I'm saying, how I'm behaving, and how I'm pouring into their life so that when mommy has to leave for a week, that their hearts, their little hearts are so full that, and even in the explaining as why is mommy going, you know, so that they would never feel that mommy chose fashion over us, mommy chose this or that over us, but that we understand why mommy's going and we're a part of this. And so that's the other thing too, Tammy, that was really significant is including my children and allowing them to be a part of it, whether they were hands-on as my models or whether they were my little intercessors. And I would share with them updates where I was when I came home, what did God do? And because they prayed, God answered their prayer. So, you know, Tammy, I just want to encourage you to ask Jesus, what does that look like for you with your four babies? Because we all have got, and this is why God is so cool, is because for each one of us, he has a different dream and he has a story for each one of us. My story may look different than your story, but his faithfulness and his goodness is always the same forever, you know?
Okay. Well, listen, your answers are so good, Nancy. Way to go, man. Listen, you really are helping people. You really and truly are. And I want so bad to help all of my friends that are on here. Again, there's people from all over the world. One of the questions that people are asking me is, how is it, Troy Brewer, that you connect with all these people? How in the world does that happen? And number one, it is the favor of the Lord. I mean, it is the favor of God to connect with the right people, because that's what favor will do. Favor will do for you what money cannot do for you.
That's right.
And it's so true. And you need to know, I want to just tell everybody that's watching, you need to know how to grow in favor. Favor is something that you grow in. It's not something that you're born with. The Bible says that Jesus grew in wisdom, stature, and favor with God and with men. And like, what is stature? It's authority. It's mastery. That's what that is. And so in wisdom, you're not born with wisdom. You have to operate in wisdom. You have to grow in it. Stature or authority or mastery within life and favor are things that you get to grow in. So you obviously have the favor of the Lord upon you, and I have the favor of the Lord upon me. I want to continue to grow in that, but it comes from privately choosing the things of God in a very selfless way. It comes from falling in love, the passion. Listen, the Lord brings favor upon people who love him, who just passionately love him. And there's so many things I could talk about favor, but what do you think about favor? Well, how would you say that you qualify for favor? How does that work for you?
So Troy, here's one thing I want to say is love and favor are two separate things because God loves all of us equally. Okay.
That's exactly right.
However, favor, like you said, it's earned. Favor is given to those that he trusts. And so if you want to increase and grow in favor, it's really easy, guys, because the Bible talks about it. And in Proverbs, it's very specific how you grow in favor. And it says, wait, watch, and listen upon the Lord. So if you can do those three things, friends, wait upon the Lord, watch what God is doing, where's Holy Spirit, the move of Holy Spirit, and listen is basically total obedience. Obedience, friends. When you have radical obedience, I promise you, God's going to increase you in radical favor. The more your obedience, the more your favor. And not only that, but let me say this. Delayed obedience is disobedience until it becomes full obedience. And that's another thing too, friends. So when God says, go, you need to ask when. And if he says now, that's not 2 years down the road, because in that 2 years, you're living in disobedience, friends. So watch, wait, and listen, friends, is how you grow in favor. And that's what I've learned.
Yeah. You know, favor comes from how you respond to what God does with you. And favor comes from, like, you know, like here's a really easy way to have favor on you. Love Israel.
That's right.
Just fall in love with Israel and love Israel. Here's another way to get favor on you. Love widows and orphans and take care of them.
Yes.
You will simply just qualify for unbelievable favor. But then you also get favor because the Lord will ask things out of you that he doesn't ask out of anybody else. And he's like, I can't wait to ask Nancy to do this. And she doesn't know anybody I've ever asked to do this. And watch what she does. I guarantee you she's going to do it. And then when Nancy does it, boom. I mean, highly favored of the Lord. You know, remember Mary was highly favored of the Lord and didn't even know it. And about her, the Bible says that whenever, because she had such a low place as a young woman in the society that she lived in, she'd never considered she was highly favored. And the angel of God showed up and said, you are so highly favored. And at the end of that conversation, she started to sing songs on how highly favored she was.
So good.
And she started declaring that, and she broke out in these Holy Ghost songs of just, I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. And at the beginning of the conversation, the Bible says that she cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. In other words, she thought, this dude's got the wrong address. How in the world would you show up and call me highly favored? And yet at the end, but after a tiny conversation, she went, no, I am favored. And that's a really big deal. So you're favored, I'm favored. And getting back to the question was, how did we connect? And
wait.
Yeah, what?
I think I have an answer to that, Troy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So someone asked, how do you always connect with all these amazing people? Friends, I have an answer because Troy Brewer is seriously not okay, anointed and all that. Yeah, we already know. But seriously, guys, he is the coolest ever. I have to say, he's the coolest pastor. I don't even have words. My jaws drop. I'm like, what? No way. So anyways, Troy, thanks for just like not holding back and showing me all the cool stuff you have in the ranch and your man shed and just, you know, all the cool things he's doing around the world, guys. Seriously, his heart with children. So when you're like that cool, of course, you know, people are so drawn to you. And so Troy, that's why he's connected with everyone so amazing, because you're just the coolest ever and fun and so real. And it's like that, like with you, there's a safety that people feel that they can open up and be really vulnerable and know that you are so for him because you so radiate God's heart, Troy Brewer. I'm serious. Mm. I just thank you. Seriously, this you're time with you has been amazing. Life. Yeah, this time with you has been really amazing.
Keep on. Just declare good things over me. I need to hear that today. Let me just.
Oh my gosh. All right, Trevor, your coolness is about to go to a whole new level.
Let it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, okay. So I'm determined that is something. Look, here's what the Bible says. The Bible says a man's gift makes room for him. In other words, there are certain gifts that God has given every single one of us that will open up doors. It won't keep you in that place. Your character is what will keep you in that place. Your gifts will get you into places, but your character is what keeps you in that place. Okay. And so what I've learned is that, like, you know, I do have some gifts, but they're just very relational gifts. I can talk to anybody anywhere about anything. And also too, when I walk up and talk to people, people want to talk to me and I don't know why. I don't know why they do, but it's your character. It's not wanting anything out of them that will keep you in that place. You have to be pure. If the Lord is going to give you big time relational gifts, then you can't have like a sexual vibe about you. I cannot stand sexual tension. I can't stand it. Yeah. I mean, the Lord has raised me up to take on pornography and to save boys and girls out of sexual trafficking all over the world. I hate a sexual vibe. I can't stand it. Like, we do lots and lots of stuff in Miami and I love Miami, but I can't get out of there quick enough. It's just such a sexual vibe. You know, it's just, there's this constant sexual tension that's in there. And what that means is people are trying to find favor through ways that does not illustrate the character or the heart of God. And you can't do that. You have to be pure in your motives. You have to be, if you're going to stay with people, if God opens up a door, like a few weeks ago, Benny Hinn, I was on Benny Hinn's show. Well, he's called me over and over and over again since that time. And see, that's the Lord. It was the Lord that got me in there, but it's also the Lord that is keeping me in that place. Like, why? Because I don't want nothing out of him. Nothing. Mm-hmm. I want nothing but just to bless him. You know, he needs friends in his life. He needs men of God who just bless him and honor him and love him. And I like being that guy very much. I very much like being that guy. Yeah. Let me see how you carry the presence, Lord. Cause I'm always interested in how people carry the presence of God. That's like a really big deal to me. I'm impressed with people's gifts. I am, but gifts and talents, what I'm really impressed with is how do people carry the presence, Lord? Here's how Nancy Vu carries the presence of the Lord. I've already mentioned in Extravagance, you do carry, but you have an elegance about you that says anybody can be beautiful. You got this, you have this anointing on you that says anybody can be beautiful. Anybody can be honored. Anybody can be applauded. Anybody can, and it's one of the ways that you carry the presence of the Lord is look at how beautiful that is. Look at how beautiful that person is. You know, you actually had one of the things that you do is you find these kids that their bodies are racked with cancer and you dress them all up and march them down, have everybody celebrate them and just go, look how beautiful they are in a time where their bodies are devastated. And you're like, no, that's not the heart of Jesus. I love how you carry that, Nancy. That's beautiful. That's really cool, man. That's so cool.
Yeah, Troy, it's been like, it's such a gift for me actually to be able to have my fashion platform God's given me to be able to do that. You know, some of the most beautiful moments is when God, again, showing up extravagantly, but fulfilling his promise of radically healing these children, you know, and yeah, Troy, it's just like, man, if we all just wake up, you know, and realize like what God has given us.
Yep.
The seed, the promises he's given us, our gifts, and we would all just rise and shine and just run for Jesus. Imagine, like, all the world problems would be gone, man.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, sir. I promise you. You know, there's like, and it looks different for every single one of us. And I want to say that to everybody. There's a lady on here named Heather, and Heather has a 29-year-old special needs son that she is still having to take care of. You know what? You still have a dream that can still be fulfilled. And also, too, your special needs son. Yeah. There's a dream that he has in his heart and in his spirit that God Almighty can also make happen. And your dreams and how the Lord makes that manifest is way different than mine and way different than Nancy's. But there's still something so amazing that the Lord has for you. Just deciding, Heather, that you're not going to be bound by hopelessness. Just deciding, you know what? I don't know if I've laughed enough today. I'm going to laugh. And that's something I'm very, very, very intentional about, is I want to have fun because I'm involved in very difficult things. And I have such a blessed life, but I do not have an easy life. It's not easy. It's blessed, blessed, blessed. But blessed does not mean easy. That's not what that means. I'm responsible for raising millions and millions and millions of dollars a year and giving it all away, or else these people die. I hate that burden. I want to just tell you that the Lord, and that's why God trusts me with it, because I'm not a money guy. I don't even like money. I don't like how people act around money. I don't like, you know, I was saying a while ago, and something I say often to my people with the prophetic life, don't ever partner with a sexual spirit in a room. Don't partner with it. And do not partner with a money spirit either. Do not partner with it. However, are you ready for this? Be rich. Be blessed. And be rich and walk in abundance, but don't partner with a greed spirit. Do not partner with that, because it's blood money. And that's a whole nother thing. Blood money is a big deal in heaven. And you don't want to partner with that. So I just want to just say that I want to laugh. I want to have fun. I want to be lighthearted about things. I want to know what to take seriously and what not to take seriously. Mm-hmm. And just in deciding to do that, causes me to be in a position to where I start to dream and I start to see dreams come true.
Wow. Yeah.
That's good. Well, you're awesome. So I have a couple more questions on here, and then we'll be done. We've been doing this for almost an hour, and this is typically an hour long thing. And by the way, you held up great. So I'm going to bring one more question to you. And before I bring this one more question, I got to tell you, on Sunday morning, and I can talk to you, I'll get, whenever Pastor AJ gets back on, we'll talk to him about this. Okay. But on Sunday morning, when I was standing on the side of the stage during the first service, and I was just standing, the glory of the Lord was in the house. And I told Leanna, there's an angel on that stage singing right now. And I have learned, it's been a recent development for me to see angels. I've not ever really been an angel guy. I've had a lot of spiritual warfare, and I've seen a lot of angelic activity when it comes to demonic activity and warfare, but not just in the glory of the Lord. I haven't really been an angel guy. And I had Jamie Galloway pray for me, because he sees angels everywhere. He's like, bro, did you see that 10-foot angel? I'm like, no, weirdo. I did not see that. He's like, why didn't you see it? Or he'll ask me whenever, and he's like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, what do you mean, what's wrong with me? Do you know Jamie Galloway? Do you know him, Nancy?
I do not.
Oh, you would so love him. Golly, man, you would love him. He is so funny, man. And he's one of my buddies. Do you know who I'm talking about, Jamie Galloway?
Yeah, I do. I haven't met him yet, though.
Okay. So he's got this, Secrets of the Seer book, and he's a big-time prophetic seer. And so he was staying down in the guest house where you and Teresa are staying at, and he's like, bro, I need to just come, and I need to sleep in your guest house because I see angels, and I have big visions and dreams there. So he calls me like at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he says, dude, an angel came to me and said, I went by Troy's room. I'm always in there, but he doesn't know I'm there. And he doesn't see me. You need to tell him and he needs to start paying attention. And he called me like 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning. He said, so bro, go back to sleep and see if you have an angel dream. And dude, I did. I went, okay. And I hung up the phone like, oh, what a weirdo. And then I balled up my bed, crawled up next to Leanna. And I just started grinning again. I went right back to sleep. And then dude, I had a dream and there was an angel in it. And he was like, hello. And I'm like, hello. And that was all there was. It was like an introduction to an angel. And then after that, I started seeing that angel. I started seeing him. And I started knowing when he was around.
Oh my gosh.
Patricia King was in this office that I'm in right now. And she was in here and we were praying before the church service. She was going to preach that day. And all of a sudden, Patricia King, who is a very, she's conservative. And I mean, she's not like a crazy charismatic. She's wildly charismatic, but I mean, she does this. She goes, wah, and just yet out. I was like, what the heck? And I jumped about 10 feet because she let out this. She sounded like a Comanche Indian. She let out this war whoop and she started yelling. And she said, the angel of the Lord just touched my shoulder. And he says he's the angel of upgrade. And he's here. He's here. Wow. And she just started praying in the Holy Spirit and losing her mind. So and we all started going, we all started freaking out. And after that, I started feeling the angel of upgrade touched my shoulder. I just go, whoa, that was the angel of upgrade. He just touched my shoulder. So do you see things like that? Do you hear things? Do you see things? Are you weird like that?
You know, at the IMG, I did see a glory cloud and I have seen where hosts of angels come about, but I don't always pick up all of them because my sister's like, you don't see it. Oh my gosh. I'm like, no, I don't see it, but I discern the glory. Yep. And so, there is, for me, I think I get more dreams and visions than actually seeing the angelic. But there are occasions when God will open my eyes. So yes, I do see it. But Troy, if we have time at all, I actually feel it in my heart to share the time, you know, how you were mentioning, let's talk about the presence, but also spiritual warfare and how you handle that.
Yep.
Can we talk about that a little bit?
Oh, that's good, man. I don't think anybody cares. We can do it. It's our show. So yeah, we can do whatever we want.
Because in the fashion industry, I'm saying that you see a lot of crazy stuff. It's a dark industry. It's a dark, dark industry. Just like, you know, where you go and rescuing children who are trafficked. Well, the Lord put it in my heart. It's just like when you really have to discern what is your battle to take on. And I'm talking spiritual warfare, you know, because just because you see a demon or whatever you see, it doesn't mean, okay, I need to go over there, lay hands and cast it out on this person. You really got to stay focused on God. What did you send me here? What is my assignment? You know, and fix on that and stay focused on his presence and where his move is. Because I want to give an example. When I went to London there was a friend of mine that was hosting us. This is way in the countryside, like way, like I'm talking, there's no Wi-Fi. You can't even make phone calls. There's no lights. Okay. The only light you see is from your car. And so we were completely lost. And this was now 1 a.m. And we're like, guys, and we're running out of gas. Okay.
Where were you?
London. We were in London. And we were running out of gas. And so my sister's like, well, let's pull into this home over here. It was like a breakfast and inn. And I didn't feel good about it. I'm like, no, we just got to find our way back to that gas station and ask. Well, she insisted in going. This was one of my sisters, and you know, she's older than me. So she was like, I just had to listen to her. And as we're walking, I could just feel the darkness all over. And you know, the history of London and witchcraft and all of that stuff, right? It was all dark. We're walking there and suddenly I see this black cat looking at, I don't have anything against black cats. Okay. But I could feel we were being watched. And suddenly I hear the voice of the Lord so clearly. And he says, run, I did not send you here to fight this battle. And immediately I knew my sister, if I just said run, she'd keep going. So I literally scream out echoing what God was saying. And I say, run. And I literally turn around and run as fast as I can go, because now, right now, there's, There's demons in the house, a big one, and then two minor, like, you know, his little minions, and they were coming down. There were demons creeping behind the truck. And so my sister, actually, she can actually see in the spirit as well. And so she right when we turned around, started running, she saw two angelic beings immediately fly straight through us and like that with their hands to protect us, to stop the demons that were coming for us. And we literally ran, and we were like banging the door, and my other sister was in the car, and my client who I had taken with me, including a little model, they're like, what's going on? We're banging the window. They're opening the door. They're frantically. It's hilarious because she was in the passenger. She was trying to reverse. I'm like, girl, you can't reverse. You're not in the driver's seat. We got in, we backed up and hit something, and there was a loud thump. Like, we thought, shoot, we just damaged our rental car. We took off. Anyways, we ended up finding my friend. Next morning, we looked, nothing happened to the car. I mean, God protected it. And wow. So that's just an example of like spiritual warfare that I come across. That we do see, we do sense a lot, but it's not a lot of times it's not our battle. And if we step into a territory that God didn't send me to London to fight this battle right here, I mean, we just got lost, you know? And so immediately the Lord said, run, we took out. And so friends, it's not even about like, you know, not being afraid of demons going in there, cast, because God sent me to do that too. And so when I ran, it wasn't that I was afraid of the demons, but I heard God said, this is not your battle. You need to get out of here now.
Okay. Listen, you know? That's a big deal. That is a big deal. I tell people that all the time. You know what? If you're not on the right battlefield, okay, if you refuse to be on the battlefield that God tells you to be on, you will be on a battlefield that you have no grace for. King David, at the time when kings go off to war, he didn't go to war. He stayed on the back porch and he looked down and he saw Bathsheba and he had no grace for that battle.
Yeah.
And lost.
That's right.
Ooh, because he was anointed to be on the battlefield. You have to know what battles you're supposed to. You have to know your purpose, but you have to know your assignment, your specific assignment.
Yes.
If you're going to do really successful warfare.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. That's good. Thank you, Troy.
Well, I'm proud of you, Nancy Vu. You're a good girl, and I'm proud of the battles that you fought, and I'm so glad that you're here, and I'm super excited about your life and about what the Lord is going to do with you. Yeah. So excited and so grateful that you're in this fashion industry and you're not just saying, well, there's just too much carnal stuff there. I can't be a part of that. Yeah. Thank you for jumping in. Thank you for being brave.
Well, you're so welcome, Troy. And my heart really is that the Lord would raise more Deborahs and Esthers, you know, in this industry, that we just take back what the enemy has totally distorted. And I was telling you the other day, Troy, come on, who was the very first ever fashion designer? You know now.
I do know. It was the Lord. It was the Lord whenever he clothed Adam and Eve.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Taken after my father.
Yeah, you're awesome. Well, I have lots and lots of comments on here, all kinds of really cool stuff on here. People are just saying so many things. People love you so much. I knew they would. I mean, what's not to love, right? That's what I tell everybody about me. I only know a couple of people that don't like me, and they're all stupid. All those people. Everybody likes me. So I'm looking on here. You know, thank you. Thank you so much. People are talking about the wonderful season. They're talking about, thank you, Pastor Troy, for your openness and for sharing such inspiring people with us. You really are inspiring people. You really are, Nancy. Nancy, would you please pray for all of us? And would you pray and would you just speak a word of God over everybody that's in the prophetic life? Would you do that for me?
Yeah, absolutely. So Father, we just come to you right now, God, and we just say you're so good, God. And Lord, thank you for this group that Troy has right here. And Lord, right now, Jesus, I just come to your throne of grace, God. And Jesus, I ask that in this very moment that you would just release heavenly solutions, heavenly creativity over us, God. And even as we shared a little bit about dreams, God, may you continue, Jesus, to impart your dreams into us, Lord, that we may partner with you, Lord. And just as the Bible says, Lord, your eyes roam to and fro the entire earth, searching for he or she who is loyal so that you can show yourself great amongst us, God. And so, Lord, as your eyes are searching, even in our time, in our era right now, and even today, God, Lord, I ask that, Lord, as your eyes roam to and fro, and when it passes us, you would stop and you would say, I have found the one. I have found he who is loyal. I have found she who is loyal, God. And I thank you, Jesus, for this group. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your love, God. And I thank you, Jesus, for who you are and what we are in you. So, Father, I bless this group right now, and I call forth creativity. I call forth the sons and daughters to arise and shine, for the light is upon them, Jesus. And I call forth the identities, Lord, that you have, even when you made us, even when you knit us in the womb, God, that you already fashioned us with purpose and with destiny. So I just come into alignment with you, God, and I just call forth that in my friends today, Lord. And God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, sir, I just lift up Nancy. All of us do here. God, Father God, sir, all of us all over the world. Guys, just stretch your hands up just like you're just putting your hands on her. God, I just call Nancy blessed, holy. Thank you, God, that your favor is upon her. God, we call up on the key of David. God, that you would open a door that no man can close and close a door that no man can open. I pray, God, for supernatural access. I pray, Lord God Almighty, sir, that you would lead her and guide her. I lift up her four children. I lift up her amazing husband. I call her life blessed in the name of King Jesus. Psalms 91 around her entire life. I call her fully funded in all that she wants to do to save little boys and little girls and everything, God, that is upon her heart to do. I pray, God, that you bless her and help her. And I thank you so much, God, for accelerating her path, Lord God, and causing things to speed up, Lord. And I love you and praise you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, so how can everybody find you on Facebook? Is it just Nancy Vu, V-U-U?
Yes, Nancy Vu.
Okay, so guys, look her up on Facebook. Look up her stuff. Okay, man. Well, hey, man, I bless you and call you blessed and say thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Troy.
Okay, that's it. That's my good friend, Nancy Vu. You need to know that she's an ongoing friend of mine, and we will continue to do more of these kinds of things in the future. She and Leanna are teaming up to do cool clothes and cool shoes and pajamas. Yeah, man, my crazy wife wants to do a set of pajamas that's called Jaja's. Now, like, what the heck? Called Jaja's PJs. Like, what is Jaja? That's East African language for grandmother. It's like grandma. And that's what all of her rescue kids call her in East Africa. Just, she wants to do fun stuff. And Nancy Vu is the girl to do that with. All right. Look at all the cool people, man, I get to meet. Hey, don't forget that if you need to call us, you can call us at any time at 877-413-0888. These are my friends in the calling center, and they are killing it. They're just knocking it out of the park. And look up my YouTube channel. Encourage you guys to subscribe to that, follow that. Friends, I call you blessed. Have a great, great, great day. Stay brave and keep looking unto King Jesus. Bye-bye, my friends.